Love what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. Praise the Lord. I had to give God some praise because this enemy, glory to God, was trying to fight tonight. Locked our system down. Praise God. I couldn't get in. Had to find another device. But the Lord is who he say he is. He is a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's an on-time God. He always works things out for our good, for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. The enemy is a defeated foe. We are the victors, not the victim. So we give him praise and give him honor. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. So we welcome you to the Block Talk Radio Divine Connection tonight. Praise God, where the Spirit of the Lord is moving dynamically. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Our theme is, and it will be repeated, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. And also, glory to God, can you hear me now? Bless the Lord. We're going to thank the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We're going to have none other than co-host tonight since I'm ministering. Praise God. We're going to have Mother Evangelist Willie LaFont. Praise God. We always call Mother Willette. She'll be assisting me as co-host tonight for, glory to God, the first part of the service. So at this time, we're going to turn it over into Evangelist Willie LaFont. Amen.
Amen and hallelujah to the glory of God. I praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We do greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm Evangelist Willie LaFont, as Minister B.J. Hubbard stated. Praise God. And I will be your co-host on tonight. And it's a pleasure, praise God, hallelujah, to just be in the service of the Lord, to be a part of his family, praise God, to be in his presence, and thank God for his anointing, hallelujah, for this week, praise God, and using the speakers, praise God. We enjoy it, praise God, Apostle D.C. Terry, the first two nights, and we get to enjoy, praise God, and hear from God through our own, praise God, leader of this Blog Talk Radio, Minister B.J. Hubbard, praise God. And I just thank and praise God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock is the theme. I love it because, praise God, it just lets us know that God still loves all of us. He loves people everywhere, and he is, hallelujah, knocking at the door of your heart. And we pray, hallelujah, that somebody get the door and open up the door of your heart and let God come in. And you may not live in the house on the hill or the mansion, hello, or the White House, but I promise you God will give you a house, hallelujah, not made with hands one day. But while you're here, he will be with you, hallelujah. And that's better than not having him with you at all, in Jesus' name. So we greet you. I'm not going to do a lot of talking. I'm here to introduce, praise God, the persons who's going to come on the line and give us a scripture on tonight. That will be Minister Janet. And after the scripture reading, we're going to have a prayer, praise God, hallelujah, by Prophetess Bird, glory be to God. And bless the Lord. After that, we'll have the introduction of the speaker by none other than Minister Prophetess Alicia Anum, who is the daughter of Pastor B.J. Hubbard. Glory be to God. So I thank and praise God at this time. I'm hoping that all of those who are scheduled to do that is on the line, and Pastor B.J. will open up the line. She'll have that part because I don't have that computer with me. But I pray that at this time we'll prepare our hearts to hear the scripture reading, and that will be by Minister Janet. Minister Janet, you on a call at this time, and we pray that you bring us the scripture in Jesus' name, and God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The scripture I have for today is Matthew 6, verse 24, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, and it says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon." That's money, possession, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. In Jesus' name, the reading of the scripture is from Matthew 6, verse 24 for tonight. God bless this word.
Amen. Praise God. What a mighty word. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 and 24. Thank you, Minister Janet. We bless you for sending that good scripture on tonight. At this time, we praise God and we invite Pastor Prophetess Bird to come on the line and give us our opening prayer for tonight. Prophetess Bird, it's up to you at this time to lead us into the presence of God. Glory be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. We honor you tonight. And we love you, God. And we thank you for first loving us. We thank you, God, for this 6 year of ministry. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, God, for your speaker that started off this revival. We thank you, God, for the messages that he brought. We pray and believe, Father God, that it has been seated in our hearts. So we thank you tonight, God, as we gather in the name of Jesus, as we gather on one accord, God, we ask that your presence be so with us, dear God. We thank you for this anointed vessel, Father, who will come tonight to break that bread of life. I thank you, Father God, that you pour in her, God, what you want her to pour out tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that that word will come forth with power and anointing, and it will do exactly what it's sent out to do. So, God, we bless your name, and we thank you again for Minister Prophetess Apostle B.J. Herbert as she come forth with that word tonight. I thank you for the hearers now that we'll be able to receive that word and not be just hearers, but doers. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Bird, for that beautiful prayer. Praise God, hallelujah. I just thank and praise God. It was taking us right there to the throne room of God, and I thank and praise God for his love toward us. Hallelujah. I just feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just before Prophetess Minister Alicia Noom come to give the introduction, we just want to appreciate God. Just take a moment or so to just say, God, we love you. Jesus, we appreciate what you've already done for us. We just honor you, and we thank you that you take the time to be in our midst. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We praise you, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, just for being God Almighty, taking care of us all throughout these years. Hallelujah. Just want to say I appreciate you. I love you. I worship you, for you are worthy. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father. We love you. We pray that you will continue to use Pastor Prophetess B.J. Hubbard to, Lord God, to speak what you say in the name of Jesus. So we're looking to hear from you. Glory be to God. We're looking to draw closer to you. Hallelujah. And God, as she bring forth the message from on high tonight, we do pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you speak and we hear what your word says, and we make it intentionally to be in obedience to what your word says. We love you. Thank you so much, sir. And we honor you, Lord God. We give your name the praise because you are worthy. We just want to pause and say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now we have Prophetess Minister Alicia Anum. Blessed, got the chance to meet her in person at a birthday celebration. Praise God. Beautiful young lady of God. Hallelujah. And we invite her to come on the line and give us an introduction of her mother. Praise God, the woman of God, in Jesus' name. Come on, Prophetess Minister Alicia Anum, at this time, and give us an introduction of our speaker tonight. Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to just say I thank and praise God for this woman of God that's about to come forth and bring forth the word of God. It is an honor and a privilege for me to introduce to you all or present to others my mother, pastor, apostle, evangelist, grandmother to our children, B.J. Hubbard. This is a woman of God that has kept her hand at the plow. She truly believes that this is a time to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. I know that she has. One of her favorite scriptures is Isaiah 41:10, and she has truly stood on that word where God says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I can say, being one that lived with her, is one thing when you see someone on the outside, and you definitely can attest to the anointing that's on their life because you're able to see it, as I just said, but to also be one that lived in the home with her and to watch her in so many different areas of life, whether it's through marriage, whether it's through divorce, through heartache, through sickness, through pain, through jobs or loss of jobs, through happiness and joy. And no matter what, having money and having no money, I thank and praise God that she never changed who she was or who she is. She's always been the same. You did not have to worry about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I thank and praise God that she is a true woman of God that loves the people of God. And all she wants to do is be a fisherman of men, and that's all she's been, is going out and making sure that souls were saved and lives were changed and delivered. And God knows the spirit of discernment works and operates in her, that if she sees a gifting in you, she's going to call that out and work that out for the kingdom of God. And I thank and praise God, as Godmother was just saying, I say Godmother, Pastor Bird was just saying, 6 year anniversary. And I thank God for how she thought outside the box before there was even COVID, but even more so, and making sure that the work of God was, the kingdom building was still taking place. That's the kind of woman of God that you are about to hear on tonight. And so I pray that your ears be open and your heart be ready to receive, because I know she is full of the word of God right now, and she is ready to just deliver what it is that God has for her. And I'm excited for you all. I'm excited to be able to hear what it is that she has to say. So I thank and I praise God for this woman of God on tonight. Be blessed and enjoy and take in what it is that God has for your lives on tonight and apply it for the upbuilding of his kingdom and to grow richly in him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Minister Prophetess Alicia Noon. We appreciate that introduction. And I can say for myself, I testify, praise God, hallelujah, that this is a woman of God, and she has not changed, and she's full of the word, full of the word. So as we prepare, hallelujah, I'd like to make sure she's ready. I want her to take her time, praise God. But you be ready, glory be to God, to get on this train, hallelujah, because it's going to be moving, praise God. I hope you got your pens and your paper ready, praise God, to jot down what God speaks to you in your ear as she, hallelujah, release what God has given her. Glory be to God. So God is knocking at the door of our hearts, praise God, and we pray that we hear what thus saith the Lord through the woman of God. Hallelujah. God uses whomsoever he will, praise God. And I know if he can use a she-donkey, hello somebody, he can use whosoever will, praise God, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah. I would, if she's, it sounds like she's ready because I was about to give a few
praise
lyrics.
God.
Of
praise God.
But since she's saying praise God, that sounds like she's ready. So I won't give a little portion of this name of this song. It's My Jesus, but I'll let it go and let her come on the line because she's probably ready. To, look here. The conductor and everybody's ready. Glory be to God.
Praise God.
Ready to ride. Glory be to God. We give God glory for the mighty woman of God, Minister B.J. Hubbard. Come on and let us hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless each of you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to, glory to God, Jesus most of all, and all the Pastor Bird and the minister and the host for tonight, praise God, and my daughter and everyone in their respective places. I just want to thank God for the opportunity. Voice might change a little bit in between, but I pray that God will bless that you'll be able to hear my voice in the midst of we've having a little challenge with our system. But in the meantime, God has blessed and opened the lines where we can be able to use it, another device, and so we're going to work between the two of them. Prayerfully, all be well tonight. Father, we do thank you tonight, and thank you for the opportunity for the coming in your presence, coming in your presence with thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude. Thank you for these, your people. Glory to God. God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. In the name of Jesus, God, as we crucify this flesh and pray, glory to God, that the Spirit of the Lord will have free reign, glory to God, to speak into our hearts. Thank you for the word that has come thus far from Apostle Terry. Both nights, God, dynamic, beautiful. We bless God, life-changing. And we just thank you tonight, glory to God, for everyone that's on the line. And, God, we pray, glory to God, that you are blessed and it will be something that will be said to be life-changing and encouragement or building up or even bring us to that place of conviction. And praise God. We thank you and we glorify you. Bind Satan up in all of the courts. No other problems with this, with technology or the phones or, glory to God, my voice or anything else. We're just going to give it to you and walk it out by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, praise God, I have some things, and prayerfully it won't be too lengthy because I'm a long-winded person in most cases, but we are praying that the Lord bless that I will be able to deliberate without boring you. But I do have some scriptures and some things, glory to God, I would like to share, praise God, that God has placed on my heart. And my title, I mean, the theme we know is, Behold, I Stand at the Door and Knock, and other part of it was, Can You Hear Me Now? And bless the Lord. In my title tonight, what's enslaving you? What has enslaved you? And so there are different types of things that influence our lives that cause us to be, as believers, we know what the world is because when we were in the world, we were walking in darkness and Jesus came on the scene and redeemed us, the ultimate sacrifice he made to redeem us back to the Father. But there are things that still operate in the flesh when we don't deny this flesh and crucify it and submit ourselves and commit ourselves unto the Lord. I'm going to read this to you. It says, the power of love. We're talking about the love of Jesus. You can't have love without forgiveness. John 3:16, we know what that is. And 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he'll come in and he'll sup with him and he with him. Revelation, I'm sorry, 3:20. Faith, no longer will I close. This is faith. And then it says, no longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift and salvation. I'm ready to trust you as my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me eternal life. Purify me from evil ways and put an end to my evil passions. I pray to have heart to all the charity, agape love, patience, humility, obedience to you, Lord, to grow in power, to operate in grace and mercy. Praise the Lord. Again, I'm saying it's talking about enslaved and influences. And you know that we know in the word it says that that we're new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away and all things become new. And we know even with that, of becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus, that does not mean that, glory to God, some things of the flesh does not, glory to God, are still in operation if we don't bring it under subjection to the Spirit of the Lord. And there's a scripture that talks about in Galatians 5:17, even when, after we start on this journey and start running and working and doing things for God, they were saying, ye did run well. Who hindered you? And then also often say, what hindered you? And so forth, that you not, that you should not obey the truth. And my brother pastor has already brought out some different things and so forth like this up on Monday night, the company and other things he said on last night. But tonight we're going to share some things concerning enslaved and influence. Enslaved, a synonym for enslaved, is captive, slave, in prison. And the root word of the enslaved, make a slave of, or reduced to slavery or bondage. And know when we were in darkness and when we were in sin, we're definitely under the slavery, being a slave to sin and to the devil had us in bondage. And now that's in Christ Jesus, we are supposed to be, glory to God, a slave to him. Remember that we are bought with a price, no more our own. Amen. Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its ends, eternal life. Galatians 5:1. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery, of bondage. The Bible says, glory to, let us know, and so forth, like that, that when whom the Son set free is free indeed, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. And so many times, glory, God can be on board us out of some things, and we allow situations, circumstances, people, things that go on in life, things that we hear, things, glory to God, that we encounter, cause us, glory to God, to get caught up, glory to God, and sometimes we return back to those things. Sometimes it's feelings and emotions, as my brother has spoke of. Other times it's things, glory to God, because of hurt, pain, disappointment, ostracism, criticism, or whatever. And then we find ourselves going back. And sometimes it's just the desires of the flesh, things that you like doing. Glory to God, we got to get to a place that we love God more than the thing that we enjoy, the pleasure that we receive in the name of Jesus. When you really love somebody, glory to God, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to do, Jesus said in his word, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so if we love him, how we will say that we love him, and then we'll find ourselves caught up in the various things that he tells us not to touch and not to do. And we know from the beginning of time, glory to God, in Genesis, even that had taken place when God gave instructions to Adam, and before Eve ever came on the scene. So Adam, glory to God, Eve was deceived, but Adam was, glory to God, disobedient. But even when you have been told not to do some things, and we do it, what the brother said last night, the apostle said, that is rebellion, and rebellion is as of witchcraft. Getting a little ahead of wherever I'm supposed to be going. Praise the Lord. John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And God wants us to know the truth, but sometimes we know the truth, as the word says, he doers, hears, and doers. Glory to God. We got to do this hand in hand both. He says, faith come by hearing, and hearing, and hearing the word of God. Glory to God. Then now when we hear it, what you do with it is going to make all the difference. He gave every man a measure of faith. That means every man before we even became born again believers. What you do with your faith, that's what makes the difference, according to your faith. Amen. Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me being good to bring good news of the afflicted. He has set me to bind up the broken heart and to proclaim liberty to the captive and freedom to the prisoners. We're going somewhere in a little bit. John 8:36. So if the Son sets you free, then you will be free indeed. Romans 6:18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves of righteousness. That's what we're supposed to be. That's the manifestation ought to be in our lives. Or Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification. And if we have been transformed, then the world's supposed to know that we're his disciples by the love we have for another. What about the backbiting? What about the sowing discord? What about, glory to God, the deceit? What about the lying? Pulpit all the way back down to the front, the door to the usher door on down. Glory to God, teaching our youth, glory to God, the same pattern, glory to God, that we ought to be walking and being transformed from, glory to God. What are they seeing? Praise God. Romans 6:16. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under the grace. We're under grace. That don't give us, glory to God, a cloak for our sins. Glory to God, to say that we can have, you know, to have extravaganza of sin because we're under grace. But in the meantime, after we're under grace, glory to God, thank God for mercy and grace. Because if we'd been in the days of old, we'd have been stoned to death in a lot of things we've done. We sure know we've not had other opportunities to put things right. And according to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Grace does not give us a right to sin. Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Oh, by no means. Glory to God. God forbid. How can we who died to sin still live in sin? 1 John 1:9 tells us to confess our sins. Glory to God. Because God is faithful and just to forgive us. Now, definition for influence is the captivity to have an effect on the character, the development, or behavior of someone. Influence, effect, impact, action, effectiveness, penetration, clout, authority. Glory to God. The opposite is reaction, effect, bound, take, and respond. Glory to God. Our influence should come from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit. Let us have the mind that was also in Christ Jesus. Should be in us. Renew our minds, glory to God, glory to God, from the old nature to the new creature in Christ Jesus as a born-again believer. Romans 12 chapter tells us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, not my body, not responsible for that person over there, my body, glory to God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, glory to God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world system, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. If we don't take time to get in that word and let that word get in us and work it out like a laxative, glory to God, that toxin in us, glory to God, that old nature, that glory to God, that this is, you know, I'm going to do me and glory to God and this, that, and the other, and God know my heart. Yeah, you know your heart, and he said it's deceitfully wicked. Glory to God. He said only the pure in heart shall see God. We got to be transformed in our minds and in our spirit, glory to God, to be able to have the mind of Christ. But you're not going to get it on Sunday, once in a while on Tuesday, just because my preaching apostle, glory to God, and this wonderful prophet and my wonderful prayer partner, glory to God, speaking to my life. This, you got to know Jesus for yourself, because when the rubber meets the road, glory to God, and the trials and tribulation come, glory to God, and you can't get them, what are you going to do? Glory to God. Don't be like, glory to God, perpetrating the fraud. And this is like the sons of Schism say, glory to God, Jesus. And the devil say, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, who are you? Glory to God, and be cut asunder. Glory to God, rip the, you know, your clothes off, because, glory to God, means exposed. Glory to God, because the fact that we're not living what we're saying. And right now, through this pandemic that came through, we found out a lot of people, glory to God, not only just in the pews, but in the pulpit, glory to God, was not living what they say. They were, glory to God, articulating a good word. Glory to God. They had gifts and talents. Glory to God. Had some education. Glory to God. Have some degrees higher than the thermometer. But in the meantime, some of them shut doors. Some of them was running. Some were scared. Some have left here. But praise God. And not saying we're not going to go through some trials, because the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. Trials and tribulations will come, but glory to God, I've overcome the world. What are we doing, glory to God, to find out what the agenda is, glory to God, for the day when God has said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What are we looking for? The word out of my pastor, the word out of my pastor, the word out of my friend. Some, glory to God, looking for a word, looking for a word, looking for a word, looking for a prophecy. Pick up this Bible. Open it up. You got a word every day, a prophecy every day. something lower. Not saying God will not use the fivefold ministry, the prophets, the apostles, the teachers, the pastors, the evangelists, and whatever, but we got to know God for ourselves, and so that way we won't be so easily swayed and manipulated. In the Word, we have found out the tactics of the enemy. We have found out what God's Word has said, so we can say like Jesus said when he was in, glory to God, the wilderness, led out by the Spirit of God, glory to God, going through that 40-day trial of your fasting and praying, glory to God, and here come the enemy, glory to God, and every time he came, he said, it is written, and man shall not live by bread alone. We'll not worship no other God but the God, the one and only God, the true and living God, Jesus Christ, glory to God, is who we are to be worshiping, not worshiping, glory to God, all these idols out here. We make idols out of our leaders. We make idols out of our children. We make idols out of our education. We make idols out of various things. We even make idols out of our own self. We think we're so high-minded and so prideful, glory to God, of the lust of the eye, the lust, glory to God, of the flesh, and the lust, glory to God, of pride of life, praise God. Lord, man, God, Jesus, and I'm in some place. Wait a minute. Let me find myself. Jesus, renew our minds from the old nature to the new creature in Christ, born-again believers. Praise God. Just a little teaching, just going over some things. That's for me. But sometimes we got to go like, you know, sometimes the doctors, the nurses, the teachers, they go back and get those refresher courses. Sometimes these ABC principles, glory to God, some really didn't even get it. They got to really go back because they've been jumping, glory to God, over. Let's go someplace else. Let's leave that. That's why sometimes you find people that trying to lead people and still got these situations in their lives that they haven't overcome, these issues. That's why sometimes it comes out in their tempers and their attitudes and whatever. And you're supposed to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He'll do the exalting. Some of the people was called out and God sent them, and some of them was sent and wasn't called. But bless the Lord. Amen. And then some God have sent, but they just didn't want to humble themselves and do it God's way. Amen. Being led by the Spirit of God, meditating on the Word, submitting, committing to following Jesus, our shepherd. Where he leads me, I'll follow. Ooh, how we sing some songs and sing some lies. Praise the Lord. Because sometimes even that word was coming out with the apostle. Well, yep. Yeah, we, glory to God, say a lot of things with our lips. But the Bible said, you praise me with your lips and your heart be far from me. A lot of times, glory to God, like he said, you call Lord, Lord, but you do not my saying, but you still say you love me and don't do my commandments. We got to, from pulpit on down, glory to God, every one of us, whatever it is that's found in us that's not like God, we ought to have a desire. We say we love him and we appreciate him. We think about all that he's done for us, and he's our advocate, and all the suffering and all the things he did to redeem us. Glory to God, back to the Father, and the opportunity that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And we're supposed to be planted like that tree by the rivers of water, and that we shall not be moved. But still yet, we are supposed to look to the hills with coming out help. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, everything else will be added. We're trying to get the add-on, glory to God, and don't want to hold on to seeking first his wisdom, seeking first his direction, seeking first, glory to God, the plans he had for our lives and his righteousness. We're seeking the things. And sometimes, glory to God, people seek him, then they get off track and they'll start, you didn't run well. Who or what did hinder you? Got caught up in the prestige, got caught up in the power struggles, got caught up, glory to God, in the greed, got caught up, glory to God, in recognitions and dropping names and all of this, praise God, and trying to build the biggest effort. How many, and my people, and my people, and my, they are God's people, my people which are called by my name. Glory to God, you are the shepherds, you are, glory to God, the ones that he has put as the local shepherd, the under shepherd, glory to God. But we should never try to take, glory to God, the place of God. He should always be like Jesus, came here with no reputation. All he ever did was pointed us to the Father. Glory to God. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Help us like never before to know the voice of God, hear his voice, and not be those ones and so forth like this, glory to God, that we caught up. And he says, my sheep know my voice. But then we have some that are, said, but he didn't call billy goats. He only called sheep. And sheep is the one that's going to know his voice and hear his voice and obey and follow, not a stranger. We may make some mistakes here and there. but you are not going to be a repeat offender continuously. We better check that, because if you are, you want to appease the flesh, or you might be checking that, you know, you're still calling on the name of God, but you might be already in a backslid, but you're deceived and don't even realize I have left the building. Only thing is there is the body sitting there, but you have left the building. When the thing says Elvis has left the building, praise the Lord. But nevertheless, we're not Elvis. It's just that flesh on parade. Praise God. Amen. Some know the Lord speaking, but glory to God, are in that billy goat syndrome. But I, and what the apostle said last night, that's a rebellion. Anytime we've been disobedient, glory to God, stubborn, and glory to God, and not, we're out of the will of the Lord. We're on some dangerous territory. We're on Hollywood Boulevard. He done told us we're supposed to be on the narrow way. Good God, I ain't nowhere near what I had. Well, anyway, Jesus said, okay, we're no longer a slave to sin. It's a matter of choice now. There is consequences to our decision-making, especially when it's disobedient. And God and God's let us know that we're to be holy because he is holy. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Help me. Let us let things not be named among you. Ephesians 5:1-33. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved and has gave himself up for a fragrance offering, sacrifice of God. But sexual immorality, impurity, and covetousness must not even be named among the saints. Oh, it's a shame that it is. How people to go to church and preach and still be in the pulpit and still go say they're supposed to be speaking in tongues and doing all manner of things. And sometimes healing and deliverance might be in some of their gifts and whatever. But laying up with a man at the house, laying up with a woman at the house, go right back home like it's no big deal and lay up and come right back. And then they want to transfer the spirits. Okay, we're going to leave that alone. Let there be no filthiness, no foolishness, talk, no crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving, for you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or whose covet, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. And sometimes we take even like things like we think no big deal. God has told us we are snared by our words. He has told us in his word, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So is a man thinking in the heart, so is he. And sometimes even like these impure thoughts that comes and this, instead of casting down imagination, what we are indulging in, glory to God. Just like a woman of God was preaching, she was saying, Jesus said, if man look upon a woman, he's already committed adultery and so forth like this. And so like she said, I think it was Pastor Jackie McCullough. She was saying, by the time to get to the bed, it's almost over. Because you think about those people that's caught up in pornography. They ain't touched nothing yet. They just, Okay, now let's go on. And it says, Galatians 5:24, and those who belong to Christ, Jesus have crucified the flesh with the passion and desires. Praise the Lord. Now, when that thing start rising back up, we need to cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. But make sure, first of all, you're praying and you're repenting and getting that thing out and getting some help, because sometimes you're going to turn back around and the devil wants you to have you by yourself or get you with somebody saying, baby, that's all right. I understand. I went through that too, and you know. And it's so, no. Yes, I went through that, but in the meantime, I had to seek out some help to get some deliverance, because the more and more we indulge it, the more and more that stronghold going to be there in the name of Jesus. The more you know it, you in there fixing, taking care of your own business. You know, oh, and I didn't go out there, and I didn't, you know, I didn't lay up, I didn't do whatever, but you're back there in that back room taking care of business. But anyway, let's see something else. Let's see what else we can find here. Samuel, the prophet, was one that did not give into the flesh or never was dishonored. And, you know, it's something else to have patriarchs in there and people in our lives and people around us that, you know, we may have different kinds of issues that goes on in life, but to have a life where that you don't find them just outright rebellion and disobedience, especially in leadership and whatever. Joseph, when opportunities presented, I'm going to go through a few of them real quick. With Joseph, when he had opportunity opportunities were presented to him, what would they got after being betrayed by his brothers and all the pain and agony he went through, and then his supervisor, praise God, or manager, glory to God, that he was working for, the wife wanted to lie with him and so forth, instead of him just not all, feeling down and feeling out and all this stuff. I'd have been in prison. I'm not with my family and all this right here. And, oh, woe is me, woe is me. Well, you ain't going to hurt. Let me go and get me a little piece and stuff like this. Let me lay up with her, you know, whatever. He ran out of his clothes and still was accused, glory to God, of something that he didn't do. He went to prison, but God had favor with his life. Glory to God. Some of the trials we go through and tribulations and things, that God want to get some glory, but he can't get no glory out of the story if we already got our own story planted and how we want to come out and what we thought. And I thought it would be this, that, and way and whatever like this. And this. I didn't think I was going to be hurt or betrayed like this. And this is the reason why I did it, Lord. And this is the reason why I'm not living like this right here, because my mama and my daddy and then I was raped and this happened. And glory to God, they beat me and this, that, and the other. And then they took my clothes and they did this to me and all this kind of everything we can. But this man, out of all he went through, glory to God, he was determined. I'm not going to dishonor, glory to God, my God, or, the man that I work for and whatever. So he had to suffer and whatever. But in the meantime, even when his brothers came, glory to God, and there was a time of famine was in the land. We know, most of us know the story. We're not going to go over that because I got some place to be. But in the meantime, even after all that he went through, he could have been so vindictive. But still yet, glory to God, he said, Lord, you meant it for evil for what you did to me. But God turned it around and made good. Praise God. Enslaved, influenced. Praise God. The presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives means that we grow in our faith and come to love God even more each day. We'll have strength to resist the sin that presents in our lives more and more. Through the working of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to resist sin, not give in to the temptation. If we humble ourselves and obey God's command, if we do sin, 1 John 1 and 9, confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Even in glory to God, James 5, it says, the righteous of the affecting fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much, but prior to that, he said, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Then the affecting fervent prayers, of the righteous avail much. And you cannot come and talk to any and everybody, and especially not nobody on your level, and it's okay, just that and the other. But somebody going to stand and tell the truth and go over there. I'd be there for your best interest and want to see you prosper and be, go over to God, all that God called you to be and stuff like this, that they're going to stand up. Not bash you, beat you down, have compassion, but be firm and frank, glory to God. I want people like that in my life that's going to be true and truthful and live in truth too as well. Don't be telling me about what I ought to do when you're doing something contrary. But praise God, we just have to seek the face of the Lord, who we talk to and who we confess to and pray. And it's going to stay on that altar and stay, glory to God, in prayer until glory that manifestation come forth. The Lord is faithful. Amen. Galatians 5:19-21, acts of the flesh. You can go back and read that. When we practice those things, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. What love has to do with this? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? This is just being reiterated. If you really love someone, you won't practice hurting them. Remember, we were bought with a price and no more our own. Jesus, our ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back to the Father. Now, glory to God, now we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Praise God. Don't let the devil change your mind to give up your inheritance. Glory to God. Know that, glory to God, the enemy has a hit out on you, but God has let us know in advance that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundant. He is our deliverer. He's our protector. He's our redeemer, and he will restore. Praise God. Whose report shall you believe? Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Praise God. God will give us beauty for ashes. Praise the Lord. We got to take off these graveyard clothes, because some of us walking around with depression, oppression, and sometimes we won't even open the door, walking around like we're going out for work release like the prisoners do. You open the door, go over there, they go out and work on the yard, work, go over there in the business, come back in, lock down, go over to God for the night. Sometimes we carry our problems and situations, circumstances the same way instead of casting those cares. And really, letting God come in those doors and go in them rooms, like the apostle was saying. Oh, glory to God. And I like what he was saying about this door over here. Glory to God. You said, discipline, but you put grace on it. We got to come in and let God go in every door. Let him, glory to God, reveal what's going on in there. Then cast those things out so that way we can be willing to release. But he is a gentleman. He's not going to take nothing from you, glory to God, and if you don't want to release. That's why the enemy has such a stronghold on people's lives, because they're not really. You can get this Jesus. You can deal with this Jesus. You can deal with this Jesus. But over here, and then some things we're holding back because we like pleasure in that, in our little secret place. But it's not secret to the Lord. And sometimes it's not secret, glory to God, if he want to reveal it to a prophet or reveal it to, glory to God, a child of God, glory to God, that's in prayer and warned. Oh, my God, God is a, some things we think is so hidden, but it's not, it's under grace, but mercy, glory to God, and God give us opportunity. Sometimes he allows trials and things to go on, and we'll look at it and dismiss it, and that trial is trying to get you to a place, wake up, I'm trying to get you to get off this track. You're on the wrong track, glory to God, destruction is down the way, glory to God, heartache is down the way, glory to God, things are getting ready to transpire. That glory to God that's going to cause delays on your blessings, but we're still yet because of feelings and emotions or because we lack something so much and don't want to give it up. That's the reason why the enemy can have such a stronghold, because some of the things that are going on in our lives, it's not just so much the power of the devil, it's the fact that you want to let it go. Did you hear that? I'm not going to repeat it. I'm going to let it marinate. Praise God. What's the man doing for it? Wait on him. Be still and know that I'm God. My hand is not too short to deliver. Some sins are our tongues, lies, deceit, sowing. But sometimes we look at the other kinds of sins. It's like sex. Oh, glory to God. Or somebody doing something, adultery or fornication or murdering and killing and this. But there are other sins, glory to God, and deceptions and prejudiceness and things, glory to God, that we have envy and disobedience to God and parents and laws of the land and truth breakers and betrayals and all of those are sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Under this influence, whom you yield your members to, you are a slave to. And we as believers ought to be yielding our members to the Lord, because we have done so much with that in the world. And then the heartache and the disappointment and things that go on and playing the blame game. Glory to God, like they did in the garden too, is what is going on right now. Romans 6:1, what shall we say to all that we are remain in sin in order that God's grace and favor and mercy, glory to God, many multiplies and overflowing? No. Glory to God. Certainly not. How can we who died to sin, live any longer in sin? When we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized to his death. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him, order that our bodies, which is in an instrument of sin, might be made effective and ineffective for inactive for evil, that we might be no longer be slaves of sin. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to close this and bring this in a minute. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Philippians 3:10, Hebrews 12:2, our view of eternity. Lust intense in our unrestrained sexual craving. Matthew 5:28, Jesus says, anyone who looks upon, we already said that, glory to God, enslaved, the influence you can get up, glory to God. We got to learn, glory to God, when we do fall, that 1 John 1:9 said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Don't allow the enemy to try to beat us down. And if God's blessed and we really repent and we've changed our heart and changed mind, glory to God, as far as the east is from the west, glory to God, is that connection, God, don't even allow it to connect. He'll allow, glory to God, us, glory to God, to be healed and delivered and set free if we just only believe. Do not love the world or any things of the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. He's glory to God. The sinful desires and possessions, what we see, visual appeal, the coveting of money and possessions and physical things, and glory to God, various other things and so forth, just that we get caught up in this world. God wants us to be separated. We're in the world, but not of the world. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Everything else will be added. The lust of the flesh, drugs, alcohol, sex, money, greed, liar, deception, adultery, fornication, desires of the flesh, the desires of the spirit is always at war in our lives. The winner is who we feed. the one we see is the one that's going to win and going to be the overcomer in our lives. And that's the one we'll often say, glory to God, the man that we see, that's the one, glory to God, going to rule the house. So if you feed your spirit man, that's the one that's going to rule. If you get lackadaisious with your flesh and you eat every once in a while the word and you look at, glory to God, the scriptures periodically or just only when you're in church or either when you're going through a trial and some, glory to God, people are just, they don't want to make God Lord. They want him to be Christ of the crisis. They want fire insurance so they're going to have to go to hell. They want health insurance to stay healthy. They want, glory to God, the one of the life insurance so they can go to eternity to heaven and whatever like this right here. In the meantime and so forth like this, there are things that we forfeit in the natural, glory to God, if you don't pay your insurance, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't come in compliance. What you think if you don't do what God tells you, it's going to get forfeited. Praise God. Holiness or hell, devil is no longer accessible to the things that this woman was saying. We got too many links to the devil, glory to God, in the house of God. Too many things, doors are open that the enemy can get in and things going on in the house of God that are contrary to the will of the Lord. Just like you said, linking computers. It's linking, glory to God, things that in our lives that are we're supposed to be living holy, living righteous, and still yet doors are open for other things. And we can leave that there because I know you already got that already from what we said earlier. Praise God. Now, a wake-up call. Stop making excuses for the provisions of the flesh. Flesh on parade, calling is God's will and his way. Preparing, glory to God, perpetrating the fraud. Wake-up call. The enemy attacks your destiny. Spiritual warfare, the devil, the demons, assigned demons in different areas. Jesus said, the world will hate you because they hated me. First, hated me first. Demonic forces that agitate you because of the anointing on your life. Job, a righteous man, didn't do anything wrong. The attack of the enemy, that was spiritual warfare. Yet Job said, naked I came into the world and naked I went out. But God said, glory to God, well, more or less, we're looking at the picture, more or less, that Job did not love God just because of his things. Glory to God. He wasn't caught up in the things that he had for his love for God. And God allowed, glory to God, him to be tested and come and allow the enemy to come in against him. But nevertheless, through it all, God blessed and raised him up and restored. There may be a time, glory to God, with all that he went through that wanted to give in, but nevertheless, through it all, how many times that some people can't even stand a headache, can't stand nobody talking about it, can't stand whatever, glory to God, they go on the least little thing. Set them off. Well, they got agitated and aggravated and this, that, and the other, and I did this, and then they want to, glory to God, retaliate. And God said in James, the righteousness of the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. If your enemy hunger, give him food. If he thirst, give him water. We can't even give one another glory to God that time of day like we're supposed to, walking around in the church, not speaking, not talking. Oh, but I love the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to be used of God. And oh, my God, help us today in the name of Jesus. Today is a time for warriors. W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S, not warriors, W-O-R-R-I-E-S. It's time now to be not murmuring and complaining, but to a point that I'm going to trust God. We got to get anchored like never before. Look at the signs of the time and all the fall on the way. You would think with everything going on, people would be rushing in, trying to find the word of God, the men and women of God that are true, trying to find truth and whatever. But it's kind of like some of the people from the world coming in, some. And some of the people in the church going out. Oh, that's another thing there to talk about another time. Our praises summons God. Presence. Praise is a weapon. Frustrated people don't praise and have our defense. God inhabits the praise of his people. Now there is a time, praise God, we're gonna look at even some of the look at the time. It's not that late, but I'm still trying to bring it in. You know, Judas portrayed God. He was under the influence. He was under the influence of the Holy Spirit, but he was under the influence of a demonic force over that to betray the Lord. And so we got to be careful of some of the things that entice us and influences us through life and cause him to even lose his life. He had a good thing going with in the presence of the Lord, being part of the inner circle and whatever, glory to God. And he was manipulated by the enemy. Enslaved by, glory to God, his thoughts about how he thought things ought to go. praise God, and sold glory to God, his Savior, for 30 pieces of silver. What are you selling that for? Thank God for mercy and grace. Even with Jacob under the influence of greed somewhat, because the two twins, God had told glory to God on Rebecca that there was going to be two nations in her womb, and one, the older one was going to serve the younger one. And the Mosaic law had said, glory to God, of course, the older one would get the blessing. Here come the trickster. But the mama first. No, the trickster started all. Oh, for the birthright and so forth like this. And how you going to sell your birthright for a bowl of pottage or whatever they want to call it, a bowl of beans, or however it is, because you so thirsty. I mean, you so hungry and whatever. Man, sometimes we've got to go to bed hungry. And you turn back around just because you were so famished just for the moment. You know how to cook because you cook for your daddy. They talk to, let me leave that one alone. But anyway, so later on, here it is, you know, so that then he come to mama because God had already said, there's a plan that I have. And then men get so caught up thinking they need to help God out. Then here's the plan. God said the younger gonna serve the older's gonna serve the younger, but because of Mosaic law and glory to God is getting ready to die, it looks like it's gonna go around. So God, I need to help you out. So here come mama. Mama gonna come glory to God and bring deception and teaching a child deception even more so, and say, okay, you know what? We send the son out, and here it is. You go fix him. Whatever that suit that he liked, and put hair on his arms and whatever, like, so he can feel like, glory to God, when the daddy feel your arms, because he can't hardly see, he'll think it's whatever. So when he does this, even the son said, you know, what could come upon him? Oh, no. She said, well, I'll take the hit, whatever it is, you know, no matter, just so we can get this done. So, and it's, I'm putting in my own words, but you can go back and read it. But anyway, I don't have your scripture right there on it. But anyway, so the deception goes on, and the father says, oh, it feels like Esau, but it sounds like Jacob. So deception goes on. So when the other son come back in with the stew and whatever, that he working for the birthright, the blessing, glory to God, he can't, because the daddy done gave it to that one and whatever like this, that deception. Now that done separated the family. Here it is. Now he got to run for his life, go to the mama's brother, his uncle, praise God. And now here it is. The other one want to kill the one, and now who knows what done happened to that family. All that done tore because, and the daddy dying. And the things that we are due in deception, trying to help God out, and then it turns back to be a big mess. Same thing with Sarah when she turned back around and then after Mr. Trickster go over there, he wanted a wife, and then here it is, Rachel, he wanted, he had to work 7 years for her, and thinking he getting her, and he get the other sister, and then when he go to bed with her, he don't even know, I don't know what the customer was back then, that you don't know what you had, but anyway, he wakes up and find out, after he done did his little thing, that this woman is not the woman I want. Now you got to work 7 more years. So you turn back around that same glory to God, deception, now it's falling, glory to God, and followed you with somebody deceiving you even worse. But nevertheless, that's another story. And here it is, Sarah, glory to God, she was so influenced by, I want a baby. You know, the fact that God had already said that you were, she laughed at first, or first of all, Abraham had laughed too when he first heard that he's supposed to have a son in his old age. And okay, then Sarah laughed and they said she didn't, but anyway, God still brought it to pass. But she, glory to God, before it came to pass, they done waited all these many years, and the baby hadn't come, so she decided to go ahead and help God out. I'm going to, glory to God, give you my handmaiden. You go lay and have your little thing with her, and then that'll be our baby. Oh, it blew up. It didn't come out that way. And in the meantime, when she did have a child, it was war in the camp and so forth, so he had to end up getting separating from his, the born, not the child of promise, but the child of the flesh, and so forth, more problems and whatever. There's many other situations, but the thing about it, when we don't do it the way God wanted done, and things over to God are get blown up. God got a plan. He know what I'm making around, and he don't need nobody's help. He was on the scene before any of us ever was even thought of as, glory to God, a cell in the body or whatever. Glory to God. We got to learn how to trust him. And, of course, the enemy going to present things that look like it's so overwhelming and so, glory to God, outrageous and so, glory to God, phenomenal. glory to God, in such a way that there is no way. I need, Lord God, I can't wait. I can't help it, or even sometimes just giving up. But we have to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and strengthen us and let him strengthen our heart. But it's going to be through the word. It's going to be through obedience. It's going to be submission. It's going to be through some trials. It's going to be through some tribulations. Because he said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of them all. Greater is he on the inside of you than he is after you. Glory to God, he said that you're more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. Cast your cares upon me because I care for you. All you that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, because you're meek and I'm meek and lowly, and my burden is light and my yoke is easy. No, glory to God, I got a plan for you. That plan is Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I think toward you, declares the Lord, or either plans glory to God, that he said, the thoughts or either the plans, either way, glory to God. He declares, glory to God, it's good, not for evil, to give you that expected end, to bless you and to prosper you. That thief came to steal, but I'm going to give you that abundant life. Be alert. Be sober. Be diligent. And so forth, because the lion, that evil one is coming like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. He let us know ahead of time, but he tells us his plan. I work things for your good. Romans 8:28, all things together will work together. All things. Slow it down, BJ. Romans 8:28, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. If you delight in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. If you delight in me, so my will is going to become God's will. It's going to be things I'm not going to want to do outside of the will of God, because I'm in his will. I hide his word in my heart so I won't sin against him. I'm not going to allow the influences of this world, the temptation and stuff, even though it is tempting, but I got to love you more than the things that I love doing. Glory to God. If it's sex, if it's glory to God, getting an election, if it's glory to God out there getting that degree, glory to God, and if it's out there trying to get the biggest emphasis, glory to God, put everything in perspective so that way it won't be I, but it'll be the Christ, and it won't be outside of the will of the Lord, and we won't be all caught up, glory to God, and then doing things and hurting people and hurting ourselves, glory to God, and having delays and cancellations, glory to God, and things that we could have. Even Saul, glory to God, he said when he was little in his own eyes, God said, but he said he wants obedience, not sacrifice. You don't can't do it part-time, what you want to do when God gives you something, especially it's got to be fully done that way, not glory to God. Oh, I killed up all the Amalekites. I did all of this and brought the fattest, not the fattest calf back, but he brought, glory to God, that stock back, glory to God, of livestock back, the best of that. He brought the king back. And this, that was not what God said. And Samuel said, oh, he asked Saul, did you do what God said? Yeah. I said, what's that bleeding in my ear back there? What's that, the sheep or oxen bleating in my ear? Oh, the people. That ain't gonna be no excuse. And you done lost the throne. Now you're evil. Now you're mad. Now you want to kill the king that God raising up. And another thing before we close. Even in that, while you're waiting on the Lord, David was anointed king, glory to God, and while he was anointed king, while he was a child, and I can't remember whether it was 16, 15, 17, or whatever, but even as a child, he still couldn't come on the throne yet. There's some things God working out and working in him, and the evil king that he done dethroned, then he became evil, that was Saul, glory to God, that got dethroned. He running around trying to kill him, trying to do it. This went on for some years, but finally, glory to God, it came to a point where he raised David up and so forth, like this, to be a king. Not saying that he didn't make no mistakes, but everything that David did, when God says he's a man after my own heart, he repented. He didn't repeat, but he repented. He was sorrowful. Glory to God. Whether it was with Bathsheba and lost that baby, whether it was time to glory to God and he had to kill, glory to God, Bathsheba's husband, glory to God, whether it was the time, glory to God, when he counted the people and he shouldn't have and he had to suffer some things, it was some other things that went on, and God had said the sword would never leave your home. No matter what, every time, and he told, passed down to his son Solomon, told him, and so forth, like how he'll be blessed if he just obey the Lord. That don't mean that Solomon didn't, but Solomon, even when he came on the scene, he just said, he didn't ask for money, he didn't ask for riches, he didn't ask for this, he asked for wisdom. And glory to God, even in that, God used him greatly, because even there was a time when these two women, glory to God, one had baby had died, and one had laid on the baby, I don't know how it went, I forgot now, but anyway. And the evil one wanted to say, glory to God, how this went is they had to bring it before the king to make a decision. And in the decision making and so forth like this right here, for to decide whose child was what and whose, because other ones said that other child had died, and this is my baby. Oh, glory to God. Well, he said what we'll do is split them in half. And the evil one said, yeah. But the mother, glory to God, that said, no, I'd rather give up the baby. That's how the king knew for sure, because the sacrifice she was going to make to release that baby rather than letting this life be, oh, my God, people are evil. But in the meantime, God has a way, glory, about turning things around and working it for our good. But nevertheless, there's so many things in the Word that's so powerful, glory to God. And even after we go on down and read other details about Jacob and glory to God and Adam and Eve, and God is a restorer. Elijah, all that he had went through. There's so many other things, glory to God, that have gone on. We talked about Sarah. We talked about, glory to God, different things that we'll be under the influence of. Glory to God, we just got to get to a place and so forth like this. My people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Glory to God. Seek his face. Glory to God. Repent. Glory to God. Repent and turn from our wicked ways. Oh, glory to God. And the things that we find ourselves falling short in things and do it the way God said. Oh, the blessing, because there's so many things God has blessed and put in us and gifts and talents. And glory to God, we will wait on the Lord. And they got many that have not given up. Glory to God, and caught up in the things of this world and living a life according. But enemy then tried everything he can to pull them down, whether it was the old patriarch or some that's even now, and even some of us that might be challenged with different things, whether it be in our home, whether it be in the marriage, or whether it be on the job, whether it be in the ministry and whatever, and the enemy will come to try to provoke in any way he can. He's a thief. He wants that. He wants the joy. He wants your peace. He wants your faith. He wants you not to be able to trust God. He wants you to be a hypocrite. He wants you to be, glory to God, manipulative. He wants you to be in a place, glory to God, that you, as long as you're not doing the will of God, if you keep doing things contrary to the will, after a while, it gets to a point to get real relaxed in it. It'd be just like that frog. They say it about, as long as you got hot water and you put him in, you're going to jump out. But you turn the water down real, real low. Let him sit in there and simmer. Before you know it, glory to God, he'd have been cooked in there. And that's what the enemy will do with sin and things glory that we get comfortable in. But one thing about it, the Holy Spirit can be talking as loud as I'm talking now. But when we get to a point and keep disobeying and being rebellious and being stubborn, or get to a point where, glory to God, we override the Spirit, glory to God, and grieve him, after a while to get quieter. And it'll seem so far off, and you can't hear anymore. And in the meantime, you start getting comfortable in your sin, and you'd be just like that ship without, glory to God, a sail out there on the ocean. Just then, glory to God, then floated out there further out than you ever thought you was. And then it takes something to get back. But it's imperative that we stay close to the fire, stay close to the being in the Word and prayer. And sometimes, glory to God, there will be some times and so forth, prayer. Our prayer life might get a little slack a little bit here and there, but just like you don't stop eating for days and days at a time, not unless you're fasting or something wrong with you or sick or something. Glory to God, we got to make sure that we keep ourselves built up in our most holy faith. Glory to God, meditate on the Word, study the Word, stay in Bible study, stay, glory to God, connected to people, glory to God, that are anointed and got the fire in them, they're anointed, that's walking in truth and walking, glory to God, in obedience to the Lord, all they know how. We may stumble and fall, but run to the rock that's higher than us. Make sure we do what 1 John 1:9. Keep a confession on our lips on a daily basis, not in condemnation, but if the thing, glory to God, on my lips, I may have offended somebody, laughed at it and thought no big deal, and come to find out they were really hurt, because we never know what that person had really went through on the other side of that. When God tells us to call somebody, we can pass the church, going to church. Oh, I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got an assignment, and I got to do whatever, and I got to take the children to soccer, and glory to God, I got a church meeting, I got to do, and God may have you to call this person, but no, you put it off. Next thing you know, you found out, oh, they almost committed suicide, or they did commit suicide, or glory to God, this happened to them, or glory to God, they decided to just give up on the church, or this, that, and the other, or however. We need to be obedient, have an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on a daily basis. Glory to God, call, pray. Glory to God, some things, glory to God, may not force the call, but we can pray and intercede. But when he do unction us to do something, be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. It's so many things that we can fall short in a day when we don't listen and hear God. And then we got to get out of God been dealing with me this past year, sharing with on the prayer line. Get rid of this traditional way. We're not talking about traditional doctrine and traditional glory to God ways of the church, our traditional ways. God want to deal with us and expand us and take us to the next level. Oh, I don't talk to anybody after 9 o'clock. Oh, you know what? This is the way God dealt with me. When I feel like the Lord want me to lay hands on somebody and they're sick, then I get this chill down my back of my neck, or either I get this hand start burning, and what if God want to take you another direction or want to elevate you? Oh, but this, I know that's not God, because or either God was trying to take you in another direction and some things. Glory to God. No. We got to know His voice and get close enough to the Spirit so we can flow like the river in the name of Jesus. We got to be to a place, Lord, when I hear Your voice and learn Your voice and know, because when we start off in a job on a layperson, then you become a supervisor. You don't do the same job that you did as a layperson. You don't come down there. And the same thing is now that I am, glory to God, the manager, I don't do the same job that I was doing. Now that I'm a CEO, I don't do the same job. So we got to be in a place that we are open and let God expand us. Let Him take us to the next level. And glory to God, and make sure we're examining ourselves daily to make sure we're in the faith. Because there's so many influences out there, so many things the enemy is doing. Just like now, we have such a great influence of the internet, glory to God. Look at all this stuff that the World Wide Web now, glory to God, and what's happening even with our youth and some adults too. Even the cell phones when they came out, glory to God, people can't even drive down the road and keep their car in the road for looking at the cell phone or glory to God on the web, just the chat room, this, that, and the other, and got so many, glory to God, levels of or either apps to go in that even when you're trying to keep up with your children, if you're not, internet savvy or whatever it is, glory to God, they can be looking at this, that, and the other, close it down, come to find out, you don't even know which way. There's so many influences out here now, and the murdering demon on the rise, blood running wrong in the streets and whatever, things we ought to be praying about, we fighting about other petty things and stuff, things that are going on around us, something that we're so frustrated, agitated, I can't stand what my sister did, and this and that, fights in the family, fights in the marriages, fights in the between the deacons and the pastors, things over there going on, other ones disrespecting the leaders and this, that, and the other, don't even have respect for them like they used to, when they used to be to the point when they used to be on the church ground, you never see people going by with liquor bottles or beer bottles or cussing and whatever that cross over now and so forth, right there up in the preacher's face or anybody, but sometimes some of them are not respectable either. But the real true men and women of God, some people go over to God and got to the point they even got so relaxed. So many things we're seeing on the TV, go over to God trying to make it look like their people are not, that Jesus Christ is not on the scene. He's not real. And glory to God, He's not a healer and a deliverer. He's not doing, glory to God, the things that we have heard of old. Some, glory to God, are just so caught up in themselves that they're missing out what God is saying. It's time now. We're going to have to buckle down like never before. Regardless of who's not doing, I will not be a hypocrite. I will not find myself where I get caught up in swaying with whatever the world's saying. Go over to God. If we can't beat him, join him. The devil is a liar. We got to get to a place that no matter what, God, I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to stand on your truth. I refuse to be rebellious. I refuse to be stubborn. I refuse, glory to God, to be disobedient. God, reveal unto me. Show me. Let it not be lip service or just all, glory to God, be on a high when we have a conference or a revival or when we having a workshop or when, glory to God, we're found out. Some people repent, glory to God, not a true repentance because I got found out. But the repentance is when my heart really is changed. Glory to God, I really want to serve God. I really want Him to be pleased. I really want to be a light and an example. I really want to be salt to the earth. Yes, I've been hurt, but look what God, Jesus went through on our behalf in a matter of days. And all the abuse and the accusations and all the things that went on, glory to God. And even we was called Beelzebub before then. He was they wanted to stone him. He, a man, knew no sin, came here and died on our behalf to redeem us back to the Father. All the suffering, the beating, glory to God, and ripped unrecognizable on the cross. That little cross that we see with him hanging on it with a little blood in his hand, a little blood on the side, a little blood. Oh, no, he was ripped, unrecognizable. But still yet he said, they know not what they do, Lord. And then he said, it is finished, so it's up to us to choose you this day. And thinking about, glory to God, he's our advocate at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. Like he told Peter, the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but I'm praying that your faith fails not. He wanted to separate him from his faith, separate him from the same thing he wanted to do now. For us, glory to God, to be out there, glory to God, just blowing in the wind. He don't want us to trust and know God is our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. He got plans for us. He's, glory to God, he's blessing us and glory to God, opening doors and making ways. And glory to God, I want to use us for his glory and got all the talents he gave us and the gifts. Glory to God, all these good and perfect gifts come from him. God, we thank you. Help us to recognize who we are and whose we are, and walking the authority and the power that you've given us. and not allow the enemy to just come in and have us, glory to God, shaking around like a rag doll. Know who you are and whose you are, and the greater one on the inside, and the power that he's given us, the weapons that he said are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Praise God. Keeping on the whole armor of God, wearing your, glory to God, your helmet, wearing, glory to God, your breastplate, bread, sharpening your sword, glory to God, keeping your belt of truth on, because there's so many liars in the body. They're so sad, glory to God. You can't even trust, glory, the people that are supposed to be, glory, that kingdom builders and kingdom people of God that are supposed to be righteous and holy and lying. Oh, God, help us in the name of Jesus with this spirit of deception and this, glory to God, of betrayal. God, we're praying cleansing and deliverance, and anything that finds us out, those little foxes, don't dismiss. Let God come in and cleanse. And regardless of who's hurting who, nobody can ever hurt or bleed or go over all the pain and agony that Jesus went through in those days. God, help us go out to trust you when we can't trust you, and a lot be enslaved by the things that are going on us around us. Praise God. So we won't be like, glory to God, making up of things, glory to God, to why we did or didn't do. Oh, glory to God. Because we were excited and seduced in the areas where most of us have no control. This is what Jackie McCullough said. Oh, God, glory to God, in the area where we can't help ourselves, in the area where we develop our own theology to justify our messology, my God, in an area where we allow folks to what they want year after year and have not confronted them with the word of God, have not dealt with the problems of the heart, left them tied up and trapped, glory to God. And it's more or less talking about even things that we ought to speak up and say as we're being led by the Lord, and not, glory to God, just smoothing it over or just, glory, dismissing it and stuff like that. When we know things are not right, not to sit there and hee-hee and ha-ha and things that do need to be confronted about the truth so people can be aware and wake up and be able to know when the truth will set you free in the name of Jesus. And like you said, they're destroyed for lack of knowledge we are. So when we come into the knowledge of the truth and be obedient, to being obedient to what God has said, and praise God, help us to know, glory to God, this is a time like never before, to seek out the face of God and to trust him, and glory to God, learn to rest in him and hold fast to faith and know, glory to God, no matter what, help us to have confidence in the Lord that he will work things out for our good, and that there are going to be trials and tribulations, but no matter what, our God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he have a promise for us. And through the test, glory to God, we believe in, he's going to turn it around that he may get some glory. So let us have the expectation and anticipation, glory to God, of greater things yet to come. And know, glory to God, that God wants to bless us. He wants to use us. He wants, glory to God, for us to make him first, to make him Lord, not the Christ of the crisis. When crisis come on, praise God. Whom the Son set free, let him know that, glory to God, he's free indeed. I bless the Lord, praise God, for that. Some things I covered, some things, glory to God, he gave me that in between or whatever. It may seem like all over the place, but it still came back to influences. Glory to God, the things we allow to influence and the things that enslave us, the things, glory to God, God gave us a way out, and that is through Jesus Christ, through repentance, through seeking his face, through being obedient to him, being like that. Being in a place, glory to God, that Isaiah 41:10 says, fear not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm that God. Yeah, I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And he already has told us, glory to God, that he's not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we can't allow fear to be taken over. But we get in that word and let that word get in us, glory to God, and stay close to the fire, stay close to people that are living in truth and listening, glory, to sound doctrine and being able to submit ourselves under leadership, under true leadership, not, glory to God, the ones that are out there greed and all about money and all about, glory to God, trying to build up the Ephesus and stuff like this, bigger Ephesus, but out there, glory to God, concerned about the flock, concerned about the people, and pray for your pastors, pray for your leaders, because we have some that are getting weary and tired, but they are doing the will of the Lord, staying on the wall like Nehemiah, crying out, glory to God, and the fire in them, glory to God, even when they want to shut up, be like Jeremiah, they can't. But God, I'm praying like never before that we will come on one accord, that all of this sleeping giant business, that we wake up and pray, glory to God. Praise, you said, like you told him in the garden, Jesus told him in the garden, pray that you enter not into temptation. But some people don't even have a prayer life. The only time they pray is when they're in church, or either they need something, or they need, glory to God, we need to have a prayer life every day, and a life over to God that's pleasing to God. And not just pray, but have faith. Because what is it for you just call up some words, call up some letters? Faith, glory to God. The letter killers, but the spirit making alive. We got to be able to allow the spirit to also take charge. Be quiet sometime and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Open our hearts to be able to let God, glory to God, come in. Open our ears that we may be able to hear. And then when he gives us what to say, be bold in that, not in our flesh and feelings and emotions, but glory to God, in the Spirit. Praise God. Keep a repentant heart. Repentant guilt is not always bad. We need to feel the pain of sin so we can make what to will, so we can change, so we can acknowledgement to sin. For godly sorrow worketh repentance. Psalms 38:18. I will declare my iniquity. I will be sorry for my sins. After you acknowledge and work it through your emotions, that means you have to live with some of your mistakes. Don't take and put a Band-Aid over it. Don't try to dress it up. Don't try to marry over it. Glory to God, or try to change, glory to this, that, and other for it. But just get up and change. Let the Holy Spirit, glory to God, have free reign. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. Still love you more than I thought. Praise God, but nevertheless, I don't get to look at the time. But I praise God, glory to God, for the opportunity over there to come before your presence. Glory to God tonight with your people. And we pray, glory to God, that was something that was said, even for myself, and whatever change that needed, glory, in our lives, that we will be open to hear the Spirit of the Lord and let his will be done. And God, I pray, glory to God, for directions. I pray, glory to God, for you to help us, glory to God, to stay focused in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, that you will bless, glory to God, your word, that it will penetrate the things that we need to hear. God, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I appreciate you and I adore you. And I pray, glory to God, that you will bless these, your people. You know what their needs are. You know what their hearts are. And God, I pray, God, that anyone that was sick, anyone that, glory to God, disappointed, glory to God, anyone that's been criticized, ostracized, or anyone, glory to God, that have, glory to God, trouble in their home or in their glory to God, in their flesh, whatever situation that may occur, any offenses, God, I pray, God, that you will bless and move and heal and deliver in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm opening up the lines now for glory to God. So if anyone tonight have prayer, if there is no prayer request, then I know the time has gone by. Praise the Lord. And if there is any remarks, then we'll take those now. Praise God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. All right. The lines are all open now, so if anyone have a prayer request or any remarks, we're going to turn it over to you now that you may be able to respond.
Amen. I don't have a prayer request, so to speak, but I do if it's all right. I'd like to give two praise reports.
Praise God.
Is that okay?
Go ahead.
I meant to tell you last night, but things moved kind of fast and I didn't get to tell you, but I want to thank everybody on the prayer line for praying for these two people that I ask you to pray for. The first one was Miss Lily Mae, a good friend of mine's older sister, who was about 83 years old. They were getting ready to amputate her leg. She was at Duke. And something happened, and the operating room got canceled. And she couldn't have the surgery that day. They were waiting to set up another time. And during that time, while they were waiting, for the operating room to open to her again, the feeling and the leg and the blood began to circulate in her leg. And she didn't have to, they were waiting, just waiting to see, you know, what's going to happen. So they fixed the operating room another time and something else happened. I don't know what happened that time, but in the meantime, God was working it out. And they, when they did get the operating room and get the chance to go in there, they did another procedure that allowed her to keep her leg. And all of God is just so awesome and so good. We were praying all the time, and I know all of you were praying. And the next prayer request, most of you know my oldest brother that comes on the line, Alonzo Harris. He had been in the hospital having some different procedures. He's had all kind of surgeries and every kind of thing that's going on in his body. But he trusts the Lord, and he just look for better things. But on Friday morning, he called me and said, my name is Jacqueline. My friends and family call me Jackie. Said, I think God is ready for me. I'm 79. He was 79 the Saturday before Easter. I'm 79, and I just can't stand this pain. It was pain in his pancreas. And they said he had a cyst on his pancreas. And the pain was so great until he just couldn't stand it. He said, I fight all day to get to night, just trying to stay and trying to stay focused and trying to believe. And I fight all day to get to night, then I fight all night to get to day. And I just believe it's my time. And so, well, the family got kind of upset. All of us got, we were not ready. We just lost a sister and two brother-in-laws this year, and so we said in 21, so we said we just going to pray and ask God to help you. And I was praying for him and sitting in my recliner, and I saw in the spirit a big hand that came down and it wiped across my brother's side down his leg. And in the same, about the same hour, I called him. I said, you doing better? He said, the pain is gone. The pain is gone. And he was just so happy and just relieved that the pain, he said, the pain was horrible. All the pains he'd been through stuff like that before, said, but he was too old and too weak to carry. The pain was gone. And yesterday I talked to him, yesterday somewhere about midday, and all he could do from that Thursday until Saturday was just lay down in pain. But he was up, he had washed his clothes, was folding them up and putting them in his bed. And I just give God the praise and honor, because I'm telling you, he's an awesome God, and he will do just what he say he do if you do what your part is to have faith and hold on to his word. And while I'm here, I want to say thank you so much, Pastor BJ, for the words that you have given us. And we appreciate it. It's just full of words, just full of words. Most of the things that you said were so true and so clear to us. You said we need to clean up ourselves. And how do we do that? We do that with the word of God. And say, now, whatever you feed, that's what's going to grow. If you feed your flesh, it's going to grow. But if you feed your spirit, it'll be the dominant force in your life.
Praise God.
Now, we don't need to get comfortable in your sins. Now, that's what you said. Don't get comfortable in your sins, because if you do, it will bring you to naught. What has enslaved you? By the word of God, we need to bring our flesh under control. So we give God the honor and the praise for this mighty woman full of the word of God. And we thank each and every one of you for your faithful prayers for me, for my family, for my friends, for each other. That God, oh, hallelujah, that God will move in glory on our behalf. And he tells us, just if it's anybody, that just hold on to your faith and trust and believe in the word, and God will come through for you. Thank you so much. God bless all of you.
Praise God. We thank God for the powerful praise report. We're going to pray now, Pastor Bird and anyone else after her or any ministers. If you have anything to say, we're going to give the space over to you now.
Praise God. What a dynamic word tonight. Thank you for allowing God to use you. And thank you as you walked through that word and spoke to us about that flesh, how we cater to that flesh, and in doing so, we miss God. Everything that we do, we've got to be obedient to the word of God, and so we can't operate in the flesh and then hope to hear from God. And you also told us that we have to pray without ceasing. So I'll tell you that word just tied in tonight, that God is at that door and he is knocking. But we have to hear him. We have to open that door and let him in. And we can't do it when we're listening to another voice. When we
yes.
are hearing every other voice out there and we miss the voice of God simply because we are disobedient. So that was a mighty word tonight. Thank you again for allowing God to use you. And I pray that the hearers tonight will be doers of the word. And sometimes it's hard to recognize what is of God and what is of the flesh. But when we read the word of God, clarity. So
yes.
we just thank you again for that word and thank Pastor Sims for that testimony tonight.
Yes.
And God
yes.
has enjoyed it so much.
Thank you so much. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord for using you so mighty, Pastor.
Praise God, Father.
The main thing is when you said, and that's what people don't realize, that is what keep you going and keep you strong. Keep yourself built up, in the words, build up. That way you can stand on the word, because Christ already paid the price for us. He did it all already.
Amen.
And
yeah.
God
Amen.
Gave you this blessing to bring tonight, so everybody that here can have a little piece of the fruit. Because this was a feast that you put out tonight. Thanks be to God for giving
my
you
God.
This. Thank you. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't want to leave too much dead space, praise God, while we're on the radio. But I thank God, hallelujah, for this mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. What a word. And I said, get ready to get on this train. I hope you had your seatbelt buckled. Glory be to God. And you had to hold on. Because that was so, so wonderful. Such a mighty word. I don't want to recap everything, but I first give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah for all that I heard. Praise God, and I'm not going to say a whole lot about it because I enjoyed the bless God for what he's doing in Pastor Sim's life as well and that blessed testimony that she gave. But I heard Minister BJ, when she was starting out, she said her topic, praise God, said, what has enslaved you, praise God, hallelujah. And I, like I said, I try to have my ear open to hear what the Spirit is going to say to me. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. What has enslaved you what is influencing you? Hello. Praise God. And I said what I heard in my ear, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And I wrote down underneath that, sin will influence and or enslave you. And the scripture, if you read the scripture, you'll find out sin will kill you. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
So I thank and praise God for hearing. Yield not to temptation. And it really bothers me when I think, And I know this message was a message to the body of Christ. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. It was to the body of Christ. It's to the family of God. And I'm praying that people will hear and realize get caught up. Being obedient and what you, I heard again, you were saying about what you're feeding. Whatever you feed the most, that's going to rule your house. And I don't want no devil ruling my house because I'm eating of the flesh and I'm not eating of that spiritual food. Glory be to God. The bottom line is relationship with the Lord and loving God for real. Not playing a trick on yourself and nobody else, because the only person that's going to be hurt is you and those that you influence. So
that's right.
Praise God. So I did hear that. Praise God. I also put down, don't let the little foxes come and spoil the vine. The little foxes is those things that try to trick you and get caught up. Now, how is it that we say that we have a relationship with the Lord and we let, how do the little foxes sneak in? Sometimes, you know, well, I like vanilla ice cream, but you better not eat a whole lot of it. Hello, somebody. You can't let little foxes come in and spoil the vine. But I thank and praise God. There was so much more. I didn't write everything down, praise God. I put a statement down that says, make up your mind. Make up your mind what you want to do. If you say you love God, hallelujah, then watch as well as pray, praise God, and fight the good fight of faith, praise God. I like that she said, confess your faults, praise God, 1 John 1:9. Praise God. God is a faithful God. He'll not only forgive you, but he'll cleanse you. And then that brought me to what came to my mind is 2 Chronicles 7:14. Why I say it's a message to the believers is because 2 Chronicles 7:14 said, if my people, you know, I'm talking about the people in the world because they don't have a relationship with the Lord. So if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn, hallelujah, which means there may be, you let some little foxes come in, they're going to be running things. So feed, who are you feeding? Feed your spirit. How? Relationship. And I got up this morning, I said, and it came to me, seek ye first the kingdom, what I need to do. I had the appointment this morning, but I said, I need to get me some scripture. I need to pray. And I began to read. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek after those things. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, what is it that you're saying to me? I thank and praise God that he speaks to us. He wants to communicate with us and through the woman of God tonight. What a word. He communicated through her to us, praise God. We just have to have an ear to hear with all intentions to be obedient to his word. And I put down another point. He that is in Christ is a new creature. So don't be entangled. I heard she said, don't be entangled, Galatians 5. Don't be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Baby, who you yield your flesh to obey, that's who going to rule. And the devil is a liar, not authorized on my property. I love you, Minister BJ. God bless your heart.
Thank you.
Mighty, mighty awesome word. There's so many. So much, like I said, you had to have your seatbelt fastened if you gonna ride this train.
Praise God.
God bless you all.
God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the
God.
Lord, I tell you, Lord God, I tell you, it was just so good, so good. I praise God. I got that point. I was writing down some stuff, trying to keep up with it. And you know how my eyes do, but I ain't complaining about that situation. But I know what you told me about that. You know. But anyway, I wrote down this part here. I said, what you hear, what you do with it. It's like you said, what you hear. Like I'm hearing your word tonight. Now what I'm going to do with it? What you going to do with it after you're going to hear it? What you going to do with it? And it said, you know, in faith, what you going to do with it? And then it said, we have to renew our mind, and definite. That's one thing I've learned on this Christian journey. You got to renew your mind. We have to get in the word for ourselves. We can't just listen. We can listen to what other people say, and we can do some of the things, but there's a time at a point that we got to get by ourselves with God, and we got to listen to what he said. We got to listen to his word and see what the word is saying to ourselves. And just like, you know, you talk about Joseph, how Joseph went through the things he went through, he was determined. And we got, in this day and time, we got to be determined. We got to be determined to go through and not let let these things bother us in time, and have to learn how to, and also learn how to repent, because a lot of time we can say things, and we can just talk and say things. We can hurt people, and not even like you said, not even knowing that we have hurt somebody's feelings, or said something, or the way we act, or whatever. I mean, those are some of the things too. And then also, you were talking about like playing the blame game. And you like Eve and Al, you know, they play the blame game. You go through a situation where I wouldn't went through that if so and so hadn't did this, but you blame it on somebody else, and it may be your own self that you need to examine your own self and see where your fault is.
Amen.
Let me say this here, and then I'm gonna stop. And then say God has a plan, and we have to wait. Yes, God has a plan, and we have to wait. But in the midst of waiting, we need to be doing something. Not just sitting
That's
in
right.
the chair, rocking the chair. We need to be doing something while we're waiting. And there was another one that said, got to love more, you know, I got to love you more than I love what I am doing. I got to love Jesus
more
than what I want to do, you know, more than what I want to do in the flesh, or more than what I want to do. I got to learn how to let that flesh die, you know, let that flesh die and let the spirit, you know, walk in the spirit, that I won't refill the lust of the flesh or the different things. And it could be any kind of way of being lust of the flesh. And so
one I didn't put
this
in
is my lesson. So many things in that word that can change us. There's many things that can change us in the word if we just get in the word and let God deal with us. Many things that can change us, like but Alexander always tell us, know who we are in Christ. And also, sin can be like any kind of sin. Can be disobedient. You can be disobedient about different things. And so I just thank God for you, Sister Hubbard, and I pray that God continue to bless you and just take you through, because you have always encouraged me from day one. You always encouraged me, and I thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. You brought a scripture out that they get to bring in when you were saying about the flesh just down. But praise God, as much as I could get out, as my sister was saying, praise God, we put out what we do. Even though it was kind of fast, bless the Lord. But I thank you all for the encouragement, because it really, I don't take none of it for granted. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, I'll be in here and still yet, and even though all these years I don't minister, I still be like, Lord, I just want to hear you, what to say, how much to break down, what to do. So I just want to always stay in that place that I can. So I'm just starting out, even when I come before him, because I want him to speak. And sometimes you'll see later thinking, oh, I didn't say this, that, and the other. But ain't for so much that can be said. And some things, I just bless God for you all. You don't know how much you inspire and encourage my heart to on our prayer times, and even, glory to God, even when I'm speaking, even tonight. So thank you so much. I don't want to take up any more time if somebody else has something to say, but thank you again. Praise God. That's the last person.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise God, Pastor Danny.
Yes, yes, yes. What a word, what a word, what a word. That word was rich, and the only thing I can say is wow, because you are a woman of word. Oh, my goodness. And you were talking about we got to love God more than pleasure. And we know that we're living in a day now that everybody just want, a lot of people just want to satisfy the flesh. And we know that there's no good thing in this flesh. It wants after the things of the world. And you said that we have to be slaves of righteousness. So being under grace, you say, don't give us a ticket to sin, but we have have a pure heart. And I tell you what, that word was so rich. And I just want to say to you, just to keep on preaching, because preaching is going to be over after a while. God
all
bless
right.
you, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you for coming on. A pleasure, a blessing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank God for Pastor BJ and the word that she brought forth tonight, because it was shown up good. And it was tight, but it was right. And she is so enough a woman of God. She just like it is. You either going to eat it and digest it, or you going to throw it away and go do what you want to do. Because she goes strictly by the word of God. And I thank God for that. And she is so right. So many people, so many, is possessed in Christ. But they are so far from him. Or they are... We have to be so careful that we're doing just what Jesus wants us to do. Like she was saying, we can't lay with somebody and think it's okay, because it's not okay.
Amen.
If you're not married, it's not okay. And I agree with the word tonight. I agree, because I done read it for myself. But God
all right.
glory. I thank God. I thank the Lord for the woman of God. And I thank God for the teaching that I'm getting. And God be to glory. And you keep on keeping on, Pastor BJ Mama, in the name of
okay,
Jesus.
Okay, praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Okay, is that it? Then we'll... Praise God. I thank God again for tonight, and thank God for what he's already done, what he said, and how you all encouraged my heart as well. If no one else has anything else to say, I do want to thank God again for the encouragement. I don't take it lightly, and it encouraged my heart and make you even glory. I thank God there was something said to inspire, to encourage, to bring awareness or whatever, and that makes all the difference. When it penetrates, it makes a difference. And I just want to thank God again for you all, and pray you continue to pray for the ministry and myself as well. We thank God for our speakers that already, one person so far, Apostle Terry for both nights, praise the Lord, that he's brought the word. Anyone that want to listen that might have been a guest tonight, I know some people already dropped off a few minutes ago, but we thank God for all that was on. We had quite a few. And in the meantime, www.blogtalkradio.com. /divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection, so that way you can go back and listen to any of the other episodes. Our next speaker will be none other than LaMondre, Minister LaMondre Pugh, praise God, out of Columbia. I know you're going to be inspired and encouraged with this young man, praise God, or we're not messing with his testimony right now, but I pray God's blessings upon him as he get ready to bring forth, glory to God, the bread of breaking the bread of life tomorrow. On Thursday night, praise God, none other than our own Apostle Mary Burton out of Columbia, bless the Lord, she will be speaking on Thursday. And on Friday night, we'll have our own prophet, prayer warrior, also of a pastor, prophet Lillian Bird, praise God, will be deliver a dynamic message on that Friday. And none other than all, glory to God, Apostle Daney, Barbara Daney out of BJ, out of Sumter, South Carolina, which is in Manning. Bless the Lord. It's Manning, glory to God, South Carolina, that she will be coming on Saturday night, breaking the bread of life. And I'm telling you, and for another treat, glory to God, for a blessing, a woman full of the word too as well. And a prayer warrior. We thank God for our prophetess. That's the 7 days of the celebration going into the new year of the seventh year will be on that Sunday. Our prophetess Benjamin, Michelle Benjamin, out of Columbia, South Carolina as well, will be breaking the bread that night. Praise God, as we continue our celebration of 6 years going into our seventh year, celebrating all the great and mighty things God has been doing through the healing, the deliverance, the encouraging, through the prayers. Glory to God for these prayer warriors that on every night, as much as possible on Mondays, faithful, and the young man too, Brother Black, Minister Black out of Connecticut. But we pray, glory to God, that you will just continue to bless And then the second and fourth Sunday, they're here. Glory to God. Even when they're speaking or when they're supporting somebody that's coming in to speak, I am so grateful for what God is doing. No big eyes, little U's, or nobody head up like a cabbage. We're subject to one another and how God bless and move. And thank God for the ministry, the prophecies, the encouragement, the prayers. Glory to God. The faithfulness. I'm telling you, these people are serious about the things of God. Bless the Lord. We're not going to do the name calling right now. We'll do all of that a little bit later. I didn't read any. I don't know whether we'll get to read any of our history this week, but right now what's important is to hear the word. So now I've done my assignment. I can get back in the seat of glory to God, flowing under the from out of the hot seat back into the floor of the anointing with you all too as well. So thank God. And I thank God again. I enjoyed you. Enjoyed, glory to God, what God is doing all throughout the week. Looking forward to a mighty move of God. Have a blessed and marvelous and wonderful night and week. Continue to pray for us and spread the gospel, glory to God, some more about what God is doing over here. And we know it's many places, but even for this feast that's going on at this table over here, share the number so you can share the word as well. And I thank God for you again. And Brother Alexander, glory to God, I pray God's blessings for you. I need a put something in your ear that Pastor said to me tonight, too, as well, Apostle. Praise God. But anyway, I pray, glory to God, that y'all have a blessed night. Shalom, shalom. Continue to pray one for another. Pray for the other pastors and leaders that are coming on, and just pray against every satanic and demonic force that will try to come up against us or come up against the service that tried to do it earlier tonight. But God had a plan. But thank you, glory to God, and I pray, God, glory, I cover all your households. And glory, everything that concerns you concerns God. And God, keep us and keep our minds. Protect us, bind up in the time of death, sickness and disease, plots and plans, and those that are sick and those that are going through. God, we pray for healing and deliverance. And God, we give all these praise and glory and honor to you. As we give this to you, we ever pray for restored virtue back. And God, that you give us wisdom and let this word penetrate and make a difference in our lives as transforming. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom, shalom. Oh, wait a minute. This little girl has something to say. Wait a minute. Wait a minute before we hang up. Praise the Lord. You came back on. You want to share something, my dear?
Oh, I just want to say I thank and praise God for the word. I'm in agreement with everyone that spoke. I'm sorry, my phone had to go off for a minute. But I thank and praise God for the word that was on that was said on tonight. You did an outpouring, and it really blessed me richly. And I am going to have to make sure I pay more attention to who I'm feeding to make sure that the right one is ruling this house. So I thank you, praise God. And I just want to say I thank God for you allowing and opening yourself up for God to use you mightily in Jesus' name. I love you. I love you. I love you. I thank God.
I love you too, darling. Thank you, my baby. I praise the Lord again. Thank God for prophetess and doom. And I bless the Lord, everyone. Y'all have a good night. We love you. Keep the prayers going.
Amen.
All right, come on.
Amen.
Hello. Thank you, Mother Willette. Thank you for being a good host, too. Praise God.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Yes,
praise
amen.
God for giving you the strength and giving you a miracle and not having you to struggle. Praise God. So I thank
amen.
And praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Thank you for the prayers and prophetess verb.
Yes.
Praise
Lord
God.
God. Amen.
Both of y'all have me covered tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace.